USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise across the nation, with AAA saying the national average is just below $3.42 a gallon, White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there's not much the Biden administration can do to lower gas prices.
We're very concerned about the impact of high energy prices on consumers, especially as we enter the colder months. We just don't have anything right now to announce. But like I said, we're monitoring this, and we're working through what is it that how we can actually address this.
Gas prices are up 15 cents a gallon from last month. The Mardi Gras parade is returning to New Orleans next year as COVID cases decline across the country. City spokesman Bo Tidwell saying they feel comfortable welcoming the world to Bourbon Street. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As vaccine mandates go into effect in Los Angeles, Los Angeles City and county workers and their families and friends held a rally in a downtown park near City Hall Monday, protesting the city's strict vaccine mandates. One protester explaining how his stance against the vaccine mandate is costing him his job.
I took a really strong stance, and as of now, I'm actually on suspension as of this month for 30 days. I will be getting a notice of unsatisfactory reprimand and then followed by a termination.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The mandate also includes a requirement for businesses to check the vaccination status of customers. Pfizer is seeking FDA approval of COVID-19 booster shots for all adults ages 18 and up. Right now, individuals must be 65, have a chronic medical condition, or a high-risk job. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
As the Durham investigation continues, a prominent Republican is expecting more arrests.
Former Director of National Intelligence John Radcliffe joined Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. DNI Radcliffe told Maria that he turned over 1,000 documents to John Durham that implicate Hillary Clinton and Democrat operatives and likely top government officials in criminal activity that would be the basis for further indictments.
Our intelligence community and our FBI knew this ahead of time. That Hillary Clinton, we had specific intelligence that Hillary Clinton was creating a plan to vilify Donald Trump, to falsely accuse him of ties to Russia, and the intelligence community and the FBI knew this, and President Obama, Vice President Biden were briefed by John Brennan and James Clapper and Jim Comey in early August of 2016.
Everything related to the Steele dossier was known to be untrue against the Trump campaign. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Microsoft is announcing a new laptop. It's called the Surface Laptop SE, and it will come out next year at the price of $249. The base model will have an 11.6-inch screen display, an Intel processor, and a different variety of storage. Inspired by the Panoramic, Microsoft decided to invent a low-price laptop designed to be easy for student use. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.